Hey, sweetness.
www.maxheat.com. ProFlowRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Yes.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Hello.
Yeah, is Joe available?
Yes, sir. This is him.
All right, what's up, man? Okay, so we definitely are recorded at this point at ProFlowRadio.com. And the idea of ProFlow is about, you know, we wanted to get a chance to give our audience an opportunity to find out a little bit about Lil Joe and who you are, where you're from, what you represent, all that good stuff. So, you know, just so my audience can know, why don't you give me the name that you go by in the music game and what area you're from?
Alright, first of all, you know, I'm known as Lil Joe. Come out of 561 West Palm Beach. Represent that all day, every day. Little bit of background about me, you know, I've been doing this for, been recording for close to 15 years. It's been a long struggle, you know, that's how the music game is, you know.
Yeah.
Very, very hard competition out there, so I definitely understand that, but it doesn't stop me from doing what I'm doing. I've dropped 3 solo albums so far. I'm working on my 4th as of right now, and you know, I got some songs playing on the radio, and things are starting to finally pop off for me. You know what I'm saying? So all this hard work and effort is finally paying off for me. You know what I mean?
That's great, man. Where can the audience hear your music at?
They're being played across the country, man. I mean, I'm getting played in Memphis. I'm getting played in Atlanta. I'm getting played in Florida, of course.
You know, you say you've been doing it for about 15 years, man. What made you get started?
Basically, man, I mean, I've always loved rapping. I've always liked writing, you know, since I was about 10 years old, you know, I've always been into the, you know, writing and just making stuff sound good. And, you know, getting me into recording was, just finding a way to have my stuff outlet to the, to make a hit song, you know, and have it come back sounding good, which made my pride even bigger, you know what I mean? So when I dropped my first single 14 years ago, you know, that's what made me keep going. And then the props and the praise. And the props and the praise that I get from doing live local shows and even shows that I've done, you know, out of my 561 area, you know, the props and the praise that I've gotten has really, really, you know, made me want to continue. So
let me ask you a question, because you know, a lot of artists get started in the game, and, you know, like myself, I started out, and I was pretty whack, you know, I wasn't worth listening to, but, you know, you dropped your first single, and it gave you motivation to go on to the next one. So, you think that was more of a natural thing, or do you think you were just good at writing because of maybe just effort?
Basically, it comes off, I feel like it's natural, you know, of course, it takes a lot of effort, you know, but, you know, it's natural for me, you know what I'm saying? It's always been natural for me. Freestyling and writing's always been my top-notch game. From battling people to just writing hit songs has always been my number one thing, you know? And like I said, getting the props and the praise is really made me want to keep going on. So,
definitely,
you know, I definitely feel it's more of a natural thing for me. And basically, I've had my own radio shows. I went to school for radio, you know, so I know what the radio scene's all about, too, as well, so...
Yeah. Okay. How's the competition down in that area? Because I know Florida really, you know, there's a bunch of MCs, this whole Florida movement, the Haitian movement, all is down there. What's going on with that, with how you're able to, you know, keep yourself distinct from that whole bandwagon?
Right. Basically, man, you know, what makes me so different is that, you know, the majority of the MCs out of the 561 or Florida area are usually African-American, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a white boy, so right when I get on stage, I'm automatically different. Yeah. So the comp and also basically the competition is ridiculous out here. I mean, everybody is competing for that top spot, which is very understandable, you know what I mean? So I try to get down with the MCs on a good note instead of trying to, you know, be on a bad note with them, so we can all, you know, instead of colliding, we can all kind of come together and work as a team. That's how it's always been for me. So I mean, the competition's here, but I don't see it as much because, you know, I got more friends in the music industry than I have enemies as of right now, you know. So we'll see when I get my big break, if that turns around, you know. As soon as I get my break, you know, the haters come out. But as of right now, you know, I'm getting along with pretty much everybody. So
that's cool, man. I want to know, when you were, before you started, like around the time that you were getting ready to drop your first single, like what kind of influences did you have at the time with people that were already successful in the music industry?
Oh, of course, you know, me being of the Caucasian, you know what I mean, I got to put it down for Eminem. Basically, he did it all from nothing, you know, he did it all with hard work, you know, so I give him a lot of props for that, you know, even if he was a whack rapper, which he's not, I'd still give him his props for putting in the hard work and getting to the position that he's in. Basically, my inspirations are anybody that worked hard to get successful and didn't have anything handed to him, because I'm obviously in that same boat. But, I mean, I grew up listening to the Jay-Z. You know, I grew up listening to Run DMC. I grew up listening nameless old schools. I mean, even Naughty by Nature, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I remember having CDs, and my mom wouldn't let me listen to Cuss Words when I was about 14 years old, and I'd be hide them in the bedroom, put my ear to the speaker just so I could remember all the lyrics, so I could spit it back, you know what I'm saying, myself, you know. So I've been messing with hip hop for a very long time. So to answer your question, basically my inspirations are anybody that, you know, just had to put in a lot of hard work to get where they're at and be successful, you know, so they can you know, enjoy it a lot more, you know, than having somebody that's just handed it to them, you know. So I know when I get my record deal from all the hard work, I'll probably cry when I get my record deal. Tell you the truth, bro.
Are you working on your fourth one right now, you said?
Yeah, I'm working on my fourth right now.
Okay. Your first album, what was that called?
That was Dying Breed. I actually had it with, I was on the majority of the album, but I did it with my cousin and my best friend, which unfortunately he's locked up right now. He's my hype man, so doing shows is a little bit difficult for me. I mean, I still do them because he gets out in December, thank God. My first album was pretty much me and just, you know, them two cats. I let them, you know, say it was kind of like a group thing. The second album I put out was a mixtape, you know, one of the biggest radio stations in West Palm Beach. I had one of the top DJs over there go and intro the mixtape for me, and you know, it was a good mixtape. And then after that, I just dropped Little Joe Straight Out the Dirty last year sometime, and just things been popping off, you know. Just keep working, man. Got to keep at it. For anybody listening and anybody in the rap game, if you're feeling down and out, you know what I mean, you feel like nothing's happening, you just got to keep going, bro, because I've been there and I've done it, you know, and after 15 years, finally something's starting to happen, you know, so it's a very hard road to take. That's why I have a lot of respect for people that stay with it, stick with it, because they love it and become successful from being, you know, sticking with it. So
now, from that first album, are you all the way at your fourth one right now, so what is the most important thing that you think you've learned in this process of like studio production, dealing with like engineers or the person who's recording it or the person who's mixing it for you? What do you think you've learned the most about the particular game?
Well, first and foremost is to be quick in that booth so they don't charge you more and more money. You know what I mean? You gotta have your game. You gotta have your game down pat if you're paying for the recording studio time. You know, and a lot of engineers like working with me because of that. And as far as, you know, recording, you know, just how to stick in your ad-libs here and there and make the song sound better. You know, you learn that along the way. You know, I mean, different producers and different engineers work a different way and they have a different style. Just basically learn how to make a song, like when I'm doing a song, how to make it sound, you know, good, and how I can relate to the listeners, you know, a little bit more each and every time I drop a song, you know.
definitely. So, you do mixtapes?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like mixtapes is the way to go, you know, because I can go to South Beach and just hand out my mixtapes and people hear it, you know. It's not like going to my albums and trying to sell them, you know. I can just hand off the mixtapes and they get to hear me all day. And to tell you the truth, it's a lot easier getting the beats because a lot of them are already, you know, commercial beats and stuff like that that I'm ripping on. And then, you know, it's basically cover songs that I'm going over, like, you know what I'm saying, already people in the game's beats. So I'm not paying $400 or $500 for a beat when I can just get it off the internet and drop a mixtape and kill them on their own beat. You know what I mean? So.
I know that's right, man. Definitely. Yep. I'm going to definitely hear some of those. Your manager sent me a song. Well, she's actually sent me a few things. I know one of them for sure was called Murder Music. What's up with
okay.
that track, man? That's pretty hard.
Yeah, that's the song. That's one of the singles we're pressing two singles right now. That's the song that we're pressing like the most, you know. Just trying to get that, you know. She obviously thinks it's one of the hardest songs, you know, harder songs that I have.
Yeah.
So that's basically just one another single that we're pushing and trying to catch people's ears, you know what I mean, with that with the beat. The beat I think is ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, it is.
And the way I spit on it, I think was all right, you know. So I don't want to pat myself on the back too much, but you know, it's just one of the main singles we're trying to put out there right now. So
definitely. Now, some people love to have every song sound like whatever is in their mind and in their heart currently. Like when you record or when you put together a project, are you trying to get like a certain image across, or is it just do you kind of just decide the project by which beat you get, or how do you decide what people are going to hear from you?
Yeah, basically, you know, I try to stay away from commercializing my music too much because I feel like rap is a freedom of expression, and you know, I try to talk about myself the majority, if not 95% of the time. You know, even when I do club bangers, it's still about my life, you know.
Yeah.
So when you hear a Lil Joe CD, you hear 95% of what I'm going through, you know. Because,
okay.
Like I said, it's a freedom of expression and a freedom of my life. So I try to stay as real as I can on the mic, so. You know, people get what they hear when it comes to me.
All right.
So hopefully that'll give me a lot of recognition in the game and give me a lot more, you know, a lot more props and get me closer to what I need to accomplish.
Yeah, I can understand that, man. With of course, you know, the hip hop is dominated by black people or whatever, but do you think that you've had more of an obstacle because of the difference in nationality?
You know what? When I first started, I thought that was going to be a problem, but you know what? I've gotten a lot of love. You know, I've never been booed off stage. I just got done telling a story to my boy last night. You know, I did All Black Club that was owned by Trick Daddy, and of course, when I got on stage, I hear chuckles. I'm the only white boy in there. I hear chuckles. Oh, Eminem this, Eminem that. You know, but I did my 10-minute set, and when I got off, they're like, "God, I mean, who is this cute little gentleman? He's ripping it." You know what I mean? They called me.
Right.
Called me back on stage and wanted me to, you know, battle like 6 or 7 black dudes that were from the club. I ripped them apart, you know. So I got nothing but love and was invited to come back. And you know, I've just always got love. But of course, I mean, I feel a little awkward once in a while, you know. But I'm pretty much past that, you know. I've been doing it so long, I could care less what people think, you know.
I heard that, man. You gotta feel that way. We respect that here. You know, I probably wanted to get a chance to holler at you, man. Now, earlier you said that, you know, you gave some advice to artists that, you know, will be listening. You said that if they're in trying to make this happen, that they have to continue to go on no matter whether things are moving fast or whether it's moving or not moving at all. You said you have to move forward regardless. Now, is there any other information, like any other kind of important fact that you can give the audience that may help a person, whether black or white, you know, in the music game or any business, honestly?
Yeah, in any business or any music game, as long as you're doing what you love, don't stop. You know what I mean? The minute that you stop loving it and having fun doing it is the minute that it becomes, you know, strictly like you have to do it. You should never have to feel like you have to do this, you know what I mean? Like, I love rapping, you know what I mean? And I've been doing it for a long time, and I'm just now starting to, you know, get my ringtone, get my radio plays, get you know what I'm saying? And but I love it. That's why I've never stopped. So what I can say to the MCs or anybody in the music industry listening, that is, if you love what you're doing, just don't stop. Doesn't matter if you're at the bottom. As long as you love it and don't stop, you will eventually get to where you want to be. I can promise you that. You know what I mean? And I'm the proof in the pudding for that, you know?
Of course, you know, got a bunch of people out here trying to get into the game, make a song, make a single, make it one hit wonder, or be a career at it. How do you deal with the other MCs out here, whether friend or foe? Are you open to mixtapes with them, or are you open to collaborations, or do you just stick like a close family, or how you do things?
Oh, no, of course, man. Anybody, man. I get down with anybody, bro. You know, anybody that's willing to get down with me, I got mad love for them, and I put them in the studio with me. You know, as long as they got heat they can put on the mic,
yeah,
it's fine. I'll drop a song with anybody, you know. I just got a call last night from my buddy I didn't talk to in 7-8 months. So he's almost done with his single. I mean, he's almost done with his whole album, and wants me to go down to South Beach and record with him, you know, just because he knows who I am and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'll get down with anybody, bro. I don't have any hatred towards anybody that's doing what they love and have love for the music game, you know. As long as you're passionate and you're not coming in here just trying to make a couple dollars, and you're passionate to what you're doing, you know, I'll get in the studio with them. It ain't no big deal, man. I get down with everybody, man.
Definitely, man. Well, you sound like you got a definite head on your shoulders in this corrupt world. You seem like you would definitely be able to hold your own, you know what I'm saying, and not be manipulated by too much out here, man. The producers that you've used so far, these random guys, or you just, or have they been brought to you by other individuals?
No, the producers I'm working with, man, I've actually almost grown up with. I've known them for a long time, you know. Like I said, I've been recording for close to 14 years, something like that, you know. So, I mean, I've been recording with them from day one, so they're like family to me, you know. I got, if I can give a little shout out to Wes B Studios.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, Wes B Studios, he's done a lot for me. Wesley is the producer's name. He's an awesome engineer. He's off the chain, went to school for it, really good producer. Ryan Fear, I don't even know how to spell it, but that's what he goes by. And he's also a DJ. He also went to school for it. He's actually, I go to Wesley to drop singles, but when I'm dropping whole albums, I go ahead and go to Ryan because he does all the pictures for me. He does all my, album covers, you know. And when it comes to my music, he stores it up. He's just off the chain with it, bro. You know, he perfects it, you know what I mean? So I go to him the majority of the time, but if he's busy, I'll go ahead and jump to Plan B Studios with Wesley. Okay.
I wanted to ask you about the highs and the lows in your career. Give me like one experience that you remember forever, aside from the club experience that you recently had where you tore it down at the club Trick that he owned. Let me know something that another time that you were feeling real high about what you were doing.
You say you didn't want me to talk about the shows, but I mean, me getting on stage and just, you know what I'm saying, having everybody applause and having the whole club bounce what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, what I'm rapping, is definitely one of the major, major highs for me. Me getting played on the radio finally, now I'm finally going to be getting cut quarterly checks, hopefully. I don't want to say that definitely because I don't want to be lying, but that's supposed to be in the works right now. So when I get my first check, that'll be the ultimate high. Just the love and support that I'm getting across 561 has been ridiculous, you know what I mean? So that's just the top high for me, you know what I mean? Because I juggle, I'm still working, you know what I mean? So I juggle work and music at the same time. So when I can, you know, come home from a long day at work and drop a good song and then think it's, you know, it's going to be aight and I play it for somebody, they're like, damn, you know, it's off the chain, Joe, you got some talent, you know, that's another high for me. So,
like,
you know, everything that my manager is doing for me is also another high. She's stuck with me now for what's going on 5-6 years, you know. She's done a lot for me, so
yeah, she's pretty dedicated. She made this happen for sure, you know. I said I got kind of tied up in the session, and when I went to the email to get the number to call you, I think she left me probably about five emails, like, what's up, you know? So she's trying to make it happen for sure. So you definitely got to show her some love, because she does have your back, and she's definitely...
So she's my number one, man, definitely, bro. Definitely, she's my number one. She's made a lot of stuff happen for me, man, and I'll never, ever forget her for what she's done for me, you know? So,
that's what's up, man. What kind of deal you want to sign?
Man, I mean, she's telling me that, I mean, I might go up to New York in December, sit down with the lawyers and start discussing the record deals finally. But she's telling me not to sign the first deal, but I'm like, dang, Jen, you know, I mean, they throw $75,000 in my face. How am I going to turn that down, you know?
Yeah,
you know, come on.
Turn that down, right.
And she's saying, you know, Joe, if they throw that in your face, that means something better is bound to come across.
Yeah, really it is.
Yeah, exactly. But she really keeps me in line, you know what I mean? Because I tend to get loud with the mouth and go off a little bit too. I mean, not me, not like me, you know, like that, but I
understand what you mean, though, man.
You know what I'm saying? She keeps me in line. Exactly. She keeps me in line, you know what I'm saying? She definitely keeps me in line and kind of directs me where I need to be and stuff like that. So, you know, I got to give it up to Jen, bro. Jennifer Lane is definitely my number one, dude. Definitely. Okay. Okay, first off, I gotta definitely say one time for Jennifer Lane, my manager, you know, she's definitely number one. Another one is Amber Kraft from Urban Addiction. She's the one that's doing my ringtones. Definitely gotta give it up for her. She just did two of my ringtones. You can actually download on a couple of websites. All right, and you know, another one, he's like my big brother, man. Unfortunately, he just got out of prison after 5 years, but he made everything happen for me before he went to prison. He just got out, so he's back being my tour manager. Jason Wiles, definitely a good, big part of my life, big part of the game, big part of where I came from and where I am now. Also, Alora from the Entertainment Summit, and JJ Hefner from Mirage. So it's actually a big strip club, but they have big live performances. It's going to be a huge show. So anybody listening to this Ohio station, if you're from West Palm and here it is, Lil Joe is going to be at Club Mirage. If you're from 561 or 305, anywhere, you know about Club Mirage.
Let's not even put a year's time on it. Let's just say you had a deal. What do you want to do after you get your deal? How do you want to make this happen?
I just want to keep working. I don't want to be a one-hit wonder, you know. If I get a record deal, I'll be in that studio every single day, you know. I don't want to be no one-hit wonder. Obviously, I want to do this for the rest of my life. You know, so I'm gonna definitely push because I've pushed and pushed so far, so there's no reason when I get a deal to slow down, you know. So I'll definitely after the music deal comes, I'll be dropping albums at least every year, you know. And I'm not gonna be a one hit wonder, I can promise you that. Lil Joe is not gonna be a one hit wonder. I got too much talent and too much effort and too much knowledge of the game for me to ever be like that, you know.
Right.
So that's my game plan, man. Just keep working, man. Keep working, stay on my grind.
I think work works for everybody. I believe that.
Exactly.
Now, I want to ask you, I wanted to ask about your opinion about the other people out here that are putting music out. Like, I know in the industry, of course, everybody has complaints about the majors, you know, we're all saying they're not doing this or they're doing too much of that. But do you have any particular complaints about indies or majors or like radio stations or anything at all? Any complaints at all?
Any complaints?
Yeah.
I don't have any complaints, man, because I don't want to be seen as that guy that's complaining about people trying to do what they're doing, you know. I don't want to come across like that at this point, you know. At this point, now when I have a voice that's going to be heard across the world, there might be a little changes, I'm not going to lie to you. But right now, man, if you're just doing your thing, doing what you love, bro, keep doing it, bro. I got love for you, bro. I got love for you. As long as you got love for me, I got love for you. But as soon as one negative thing gets told to me, that's when the negativity is going to start coming out of my mouth, because, you know, I'm not with it. But, yeah, dude, I mean, it don't matter what state you're in, what country, you know, just as long as you're doing what you love and you're passionate about what you're doing, nah, I got no hate for you, bro. Keep doing it, man.
You seem like you have a little aggression towards your music. Do you think that you would get, you know, a lot of MCs get into battles and then they go deeply into these battles with other individuals, that one person. Do you think you might be that kind of artist, or do you think that... I mean, how do you feel? You about.
Oh, definitely, man. I mean, as of right now, every battle that I've ever entered in or anything like that, I'm undefeated, you know. Not to rub my shoulders too much, but I am, you know. I definitely, if I get into the individual, definitely deeply, you know, you have to if you're battling, you have to.
What's up? So we got Lil Joe. We want to thank you for being on the Pro Flow Radio Show, man. And if I need anything else, I'll get in touch with her for sure. If you ever need anything radio edited, nah, just send it my way. I'll do it for free. It's not a problem at all.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.
Music mission. Yeah, we have the technology.
Yeah.